Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The American public needs to be very afraid of what the Federal Reserve is preparing to do. The Fed quintupled the size of its balance sheet, a tactic called quantitative easing, to help bring America out of last decade's Great Recession. This inflated the U.S. money supply. This was supposed to be reversed when the U.S. economy was again stable. Although the Great Recession allegedly ended 10 years ago, the Fed did not begin reducing its balance sheet until 17 months ago. Back then, I warned it would never be completed. My prediction was on target. 7 weeks ago, the Federal Reserve announced it would stop reducing its balance sheet in 6 months, with assets still four times where they were at the beginning of the Great Recession. The problem for the Fed with such a bloated balance sheet is that it would no longer increase its balance sheet to combat future economic downturns. Therefore, it needed another means of surreptitiously inflating the money supply. The new tactic has been unveiled. 9 weeks ago, two Fed economists issued a proposal titled, Why the Fed Should Create a Standing Repo Facility. The proposal supposedly encourages commercial banks to hold U.S. Treasury debt that could be converted into cash reserves in the event of a liquidity crisis. Also, by having commercial banks instead of the Fed holding Treasury debt, the Federal Reserve could pretend it was reducing its balance sheet. This arrangement would allow the Fed to more quickly inflate the money supply during the next economic slowdown, where it would accept the Treasury debt from commercial banks in return for liquidity injections. While touted as a solution to manage a future liquidity crisis, it has a negative impact of inflating the money supply, no matter whether it is disguised by calling it quantitative easing or some other obscure term. As such inflation occurs, the value of the U.S. dollar will decline even faster. To protect against higher inflation of the money supply, prudent Americans may be well advised to acquire wealth insurance in the form of bullion-priced physical gold and silver. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.